Thank you so much, Steve Thomas. And joining us right here, like he does every Wednesday, it's Deputy U.S. Marshal Andrew Grillo. And, you know, if aliases were any indication of what somebody might be like, I think the aliases for this week's Fugitive of the Week tell all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about life decisions, whether it was the neck tattoo or the Diablo and Crook aliases, but somehow Mr. Aaron Butler decided that he didn't really care anymore.
Yeah, you know, it kind of, in going through all the paperwork, Andrew, it kind of seems like that, just working with his entire past history here.
Yeah, so Mr. Butler, he's been in the system for quite a while. Back in 2006, he went after somebody and got assault with a dangerous weapon charge. He had plenty of other charges regarding distribution, possession of drugs.
Right, and all kinds, too. All kinds of drugs, here, there, and everywhere.
All kinds, yeah. So he assaulted somebody with a dangerous weapon back then, and he got some years in prison. But prison doesn't really seem to stop this guy, because he also picked up assault charges in prison and then also drug distribution charges while in prison. So as soon as he gets out, he violates again, does more distribution, and he just keeps going and going and going until the wheels fall off. So somehow Mr. Butler is still out in the real world, and he's out there back to his old tricks again. And these current tricks involve actually some pretty serious charges.
Mm-hmm.
With the police in Newport, New Hampshire, found multiple firearms in the places that he was staying, as well as fentanyl, meth, and cocaine. So, the charge is felon in possession. If you're a felon, you forfeit your right to be able to have a firearm. So,
right.
At any point in time, once you do pick up a felony charge, and you are in possession or are even manipulating a firearm, you're actually in violation of federal law. Maybe some people don't know that, but Mr. Butler definitely does know that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like he was just hanging around one firearm. He had quite a few.
Right. And he's not necessarily just in the Newport area either.
No. I mean, he was arrested on a warrant back in 2017 in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some charges earlier in his career down in Massachusetts. So his network is pretty extensive.
Okay.
He moves around, and actually one of the reasons why they're even on top of this case as is Department of Social Services wanted to check in on the Division of Children, Youth, and Families began to investigate both Mr. Butler and Kirsten Simpson, and the children that they were looking over. The children are safe, but when they started looking through the houses, this is what they wound up to see, all the drugs and firearms, and that caused quite a stir. So.
Wow. So this would probably, I'm guessing, he would be one of these people you don't really approach if you do recognize or know anything about him.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
We're happy to receive any tips that you wind up having about Mr. Butler. He is a dangerous person. He does spiral, and it is worth getting him off the streets. But it is not worth taking it in, take it in your own hands to be able to go and get him. Please, mm-hmm. please let us know. You can use any method to be able to provide us a tip, especially calling 603-225-1632 or 1-877-WANTED-2. The deputy of this case is Deputy Hallett, and he can be reached at 603-605-4431. And then you could also submit a web tip or text NHTIP with any information to tip 411 using a text message. You'll always stay anonymous. We would never put your name, so Mr. Butler would never understand who it is that provided the information. If you did want to leave a callback number, however, we could always touch base with you and find out if there's any active information that may have changed when you first gave us the initial tip.
Wow, that's great, because really you just need an arrow as to where this guy might be, and then your job will be almost done.
Yeah, hopefully we get him arrested. I mean, we got last week's.
I'm so sorry. I meant to mention that because, yes, success of Fugitive of the Week.
Yeah. Mr. Barlow is caught, and he's being held. So it was good to get him back in. He was spiraling also. He was using methamphetamine quite a bit, and the use of that was causing some issues. I think on one report, he was walking around with a hammer to protect himself from people who were put in his couch by the government. So, you know, once you start crossing over that line, it's good that we get you wrapped up, get you clean again, and hopefully Mr. Barlow can find his way into being clean and safe.
Yes, and a good contributing member to society.
All we want.
That's it. That is all we want. I know it's a lofty goal, Andrew, but we're doing it fine. Yeah, Deputy U.S. Marshal Andrew Grillo with our Fugitive of the Week. Andy, thank you so much. It's the Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.